I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Makeshift schools are popping up all over the ruins of Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Steve Goering with Worldwide Christian Schools says they're partnering with Creche, a network of Christian groups with 231 schools in Haiti. They lost 200 schools. Getting them running is critical for recovery.
The Christian schools can answer the questions best for those children. So I think this is not only necessary to get children back into schools for a normal lifestyle for them, it is the best method for the children to even be able to cope.
Worldwide's 5-gallon challenge is simple. Find a bucket, fill it with donations, and give those donations to WWCS to help rebuild. More details are available at our website. Next, security is being tightened up for refugee camps in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Rebels have been practicing guerrilla-styled warfare, terrorizing residents. Grace Ministries International wasn't exempt. A rebel attack near Kama shut down outreach in December. However, Vitton says
they have disappeared back into the forest and people are going on. And the teams are out now again into the schools and hundreds of young people making professions of faith in Christ.
And finally, Russians aren't using shortwave radios anymore, which isn't what HCJB Global wants to hear. Or is it? As technology advances in leaps and bounds, they've found another way to reach Russia with the good news. HCJB is using the web to make MP3 files, live radio streams, and Christian materials readily available that would otherwise be prohibited due to government radio restrictions. Plus, their site is a place for Russian Christians to connect and encourage one another in the faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering a free copy of the book Prayer Factor by Evangelist Sammy Tipton. This updated version will help you learn the great truths about prayer. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.